Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please, so I connect with your account?
Oh, thank you so much. I didn't think you'd answer so soon. 53045. That's right.
53045. Thank you. Give me one moment. First and last name?
Victoria Egebrecht.
Do you have an account with us, ma'am?
I ordered things that I just ordered. I'm sorry, my zip code is 53045. I'm sorry, I've been working on this paperwork. I think I gave you the wrong code, maybe zip code.
How do you spell your last name, please?
Egebrecht. And on my billing address, they have it associated with my email, too. So I don't know why that is, but at SBC Global.
What is your shipping address and security purposes, please?
So, okay, so then I made some returns. I have some returns, but I wanted to return everything. There's a lot of crap in here. I don't know what. Are you moving your phone a lot, around a lot or something? Hello?
We have a headset, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I don't know why there's so much crackling. At any rate, I have orders 66279943, and then it goes to 346348. I wanted to cancel all of them.
Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please?
1565 Constitution Drive, Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Thank you. I see an order was in on March 29th for $6.95 and $6.95 for the Ava Skin Cream and Serum. You're saying you want to return the item?
Right. Well, I have to because I called to cancel them and they sent them anyway. So it's an inconvenience for me. I have the skin brush and the cream and the serum, and I wanted to return them, yes.
When did you cancel, ma'am?
I canceled the same time that the other orders were canceled, which you'll see
what
the cancellation order on 4-6. It was the same time. I canceled all of them, but they didn't acknowledge.
Oh, you called in and canceled.
Yes, before they were delivered. So I have a cancellation notice on 662-799-343. And at that time, I wanted to cancel everything.
Yes, your account is canceled to prevent all future charges not to go through, ma'am. Because When you go in your trial, if you don't call in and cancel, you get billed for the item 9490 and 9490. So we canceled your account to prevent all future charges, but automatically the charges for the shipping and handling will stand.
Well, but the problem is that I called before they were shipped, and I wanted to cancel this order. And they said it was canceled, and then they shipped.
Yes, canceled to prevent all future charges. We didn't state.
I can't. I have to take the product. Well, now I want to return the product.
We have a no return policy because you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. What you paid was only for the product to get sent out to you. You never paid for the item. If you would have paid for the item, the retail price of the item is $94.95 and $94.95 per item that you have.
So I won't be billed any more for this.
No, you won't get billed no more. That is what your account was canceled for, to prevent all future charges.
So will I get other products?
No. Because your account is canceled.
Okay, but
yes.
I have everything that was ordered on these accounts.
Correct.
Because what I'm seeing is the other account, I believe that there was other stuff ordered, but maybe not.
What other account? You only have one account with us.
But other numbers of the orders that are on there?
It's just for the products.
Okay,
you have three items, correct?
Yep, and there aren't any other products listed on there for me. from any of those other receipts.
You only have 3 items with us, no more than that.
Okay.
So for each item, you have an order number.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, then I have to pay this amount to you.
You have already paid for the shipping and handling them.
Okay. All right, mm-hmm. then. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.